Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. I don't even think I said that at the beginning of the show today. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm your host, Kate Daly, and I've got Uncle Milty with me, which is always a trip and always fun. Chris Ann Hall, you know what? She's out next week, too, so she'll join us in 2 weeks. Darn it. I just remembered that. So that was it was a last-minute thing. We apologize, and, you know, she is awesome. And check out her show, chrisannhall.com. You can catch out her podcast, and you'll learn something every single time you listen to her. She's amazing. She visits the show every Thursday, and I just really appreciate her. And so she couldn't make it today, but boy, we have a host of things to talk about, as you can probably imagine. Make sure you get to the website and Balance of Nature. You'll see a picture of that. I feel so good. I have been taking this product now, and I'm telling you, I have more energy. I woke up with more energy this morning. I'm loving this thing. I really wish that you'd try it because it is that good. Go to balanceofnature.com. This is dehydrated down fruits and vegetables. And you take a couple of these supplements every day and you're getting about 10 or more servings of vegetables and fruits every single day. It is that awesome. So, my gosh, I wish I would have done this earlier, actually, started this earlier. So make sure you get Balance of Nature. You can put in Kate. You can get 35% off as a code. Don't forget that. Put in the code Kate. And it's so affordable anyway, but now it's just a special treat because you get some more off. So isn't that awesome? I just want to give a big shout out to the NSA who's listening. And I know you're listening, and because some stats came back, and so you've been listening a lot the last 24 hours, and we hope to make this as entertaining and as educational as we possibly can for you over in Laurel, Maryland. And it's a very, very big NSA center. I think it's the biggest one. And just wanted to give a little shout out. And I'm actually glad you're listening because I think that if you're going to listen to any show, I would hope that you'd listen to this one. Because I think that as an employee of the NSA, as you're listening in, maybe you're going to learn something that you need to know as you're listening in and violating, you know, those kinds of rights and stuff as far as taking data and information and things like that. Not listening to the show, per se. Anyone can listen. But I just wanted to implore you to check out the other 6,500 hours of the show, and then let me know how what you think. Maybe we can change some hearts and minds. It's the goal. All right. Where to go from here? There's so many different ways. I was just talking about a hate mail I got. The 9/11 show, that's on podcast. It's up now, and you can share that. There's a couple of short editions of that, too, 13 minutes long. And I'm actually encouraging you to. Let's get some truth out there. You know?
Yes.
Let's get some truth. We need some truth. Tired of listening to the narrative. I don't believe the narrative, and it's sad to me. It really is. It's kind of sad to me. In fact, can I just play something for you really quick that I didn't get a chance to play yesterday? I just want to play this really, really fast. This is a clip of some testimony of people on the ground that said the planes weren't exactly what we were told. And then once this aired, it never aired again. And so this is eyewitnesses on the ground talking about the planes, because they were a little confused when they saw the footage that was coming that day because of what they saw on the ground. Here you go. I just want to play this.
No, it wasn't in the commercial airline. That second one wasn't held commercial.
No, second one, definitely. The first one I never saw. The second one I saw was big, but it didn't have any markings on it that I saw.
No, I didn't see any. The second one, I didn't have, like, no camouflage or anything.
No emblems, no logos.
I mean, it was moving so unbelievably fast. The last thing I saw before the second attack was the silver underside of the plane before it went into the building.
The plane wasn't no airline or anything. It was a twin-engine, big, gray plane.
Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the side.
No, it was a black plane. It looked like a fighter jet.
It looked like a fighter jet. Yeah. What do you think when you hear that? Confusing, right?
Yeah.
A little confusing.
It is confusing.
I guess the plane that would resemble the United plane or the American Airlines plane would most likely be a KC-767 mm-hmm. military plane. So that's similar to what they thought they saw. So I'm just going to throw that out there for, you know, it gets interesting. I always kind of shore myself up for hate mail every time I dig into something like that, because and talk about it on the air, because I know some of the reaction, and it's tough for people. It's so tough. It really is. And I know that there's a segment of society that will kind of get it, and there's a segment of society that won't, and they don't want to is basically mm-hmm. the thing. They don't want to. And I understand. I'm actually more understanding than people realize as far as that goes. But my hope is that we can all take our heads out of the sand and look around and go for what's logical. You know, say to yourself, is this logical? Because here's one story. And then, does that make sense? Are all those ends tied up? And does that appear to be logical? And then if you can't answer that, then I would start doing some homework, and it's okay to do homework. And even if you land it right back at the same spot, well, now you're better for having done homework, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, that's true.
Yeah, I think so. But I know that a lot of people have a tough time with me going there. And then, of course, they go, oh, she's crazy. Which, you know what? It's okay. Well, I've heard it before. It's fine.
The reality is, who wants to believe that? Mm-hmm. Who wants to believe
Nobody
that our
to.
Government could do that?
And be involved with maybe some other governments, too,
yeah.
that did it?
Nobody in their right mind wants to believe that.
I don't think it was solely ours. But we were definitely, we had to have been compliant in that, because that's why the Air Force was sent away. And so there's certain things that would dictate that there had to be, because otherwise all those pieces wouldn't have worked out so, you know, on that day the way they did.
Well,
the Air Force would have been right up next to him.
Our
planes.
Air defense system is designed not to let that happen.
Exactly. But they were sent away. You
yeah.
know, right
for
at the
some
same
reason,
time.
That was perfect timing. I wonder how those
yeah.
terrorists knew that the Air right. Force was going to be called
exactly.
away.
Exactly. It's a tough thing. And I know it's really hard. And I'm with you. I get it, because it's hard for me, too. You don't understand.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. And I've done a lot of homework. So I've done, oh my gosh, I don't even know now, 500 hours, 300 hours. I mean, it's a long, long, long amount of homework. But I'm just telling you from my heart how I feel. And yes, it's an opinion show. I'm giving you my opinion. I mean, my gosh, I don't know why people, you know, seek out to tell me that I should, you know, not give my opinion. This is an opinion show. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Katie, I just wanted to make two comments. One is, you know, last week, Salt Lake hosted the United Nations. I'm not sure why mm-hmm. we're doing that. We need to be getting out of the United Nations. They're anti-American anyway. And mm-hmm. yet we, in Salt Lake City, we host mm-hmm. An organization that doesn't promote our values here. So I don't know if you've done a show on
I have. I've done
United
many.
Nation or not.
I've done
and then
like
the other
five.
Thing is, up in Salt Lake, they had the Real, I think the soccer team, mm-hmm. we're going to kick out two Patriots because they had the Betsy Ross flag, and yet people in Salt Lake still support them. It just irritates me that we allow groups like that to yeah. Who are themselves apparently are anti-America.
I
want to kick out two people
that.
Who fly the flag. So
thank
just,
you.
Just two thoughts.
Thank you for that. And yes, I've covered it. Thank you. And I'm sad to see that's going on in Salt Lake City. That's sad. It is. It's hard.
So it's sad to see it going on anywhere.
I know. Yes, I've covered that many, many times. Especially the UN too. It's horrific. I'm not a fan of the UN, to say the least. But I just want all of you to know that when I get on the show and I discuss these things, it's because there's so much there. And you know, I was thinking about it after I got off the show. Like this clip, there's a lot that I could have played. There's a lot that, I mean, if I went through just the documentation, I would fill up an entire hour with just links. I mean, I don't quite know how to tell you that I'm researching and researching and researching and researching. So this doesn't come just because I read an article and somebody told some Looney Tune tale and then I decided to spout it out at work. This is because I've done homework. I've looked into it. I was a hard sell. I wanted to know what was going on. And so I bring what I find to you. That's what I do. And it isn't because I'm just, I'm just, you know, ooh, another conspiracy theory. Cool. Let's just say it's fact. I mean, I don't do that on the show. I don't know how else to say that, but I really appreciate all your letters of support, because I know a lot of people just wish things were being said like that on the air and questions were being raised. If you're going to show me a picture of a plane crash with no plane, with not even a door handle, then you better be prepared for the question of where's the plane? Because I'm not going to, just because you're telling me there's a plane there, I'm not going to believe you, because I'm looking at the picture and I see no plane. So you can't tell me there's a plane there. I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't know, you know, what do you want me to do? Nod and agree? And then what? We both skip to the mental, you know, off to the mental ward together. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't see a plane. So I'm going to bring that up, that I don't see a plane, and that every single plane crash in the history of plane crash in the history of the world, there was a plane. There was remnants of a plane, except for this one. And they want me to believe that there's a plane there, and there's clearly not. So I'm so sorry. What do I say? You know, I guess I could, I don't know, go along with it. Maybe
did you
a lot
get
people
your
do.
Eyes checked?
Yeah, got my eyes checked.
Okay.
All right. So I really appreciate all of you, and I really do hope you share that show with other people, and let's get some questions asked. And if somebody could answer all those questions and I would be super happy, then great. Then great. You know, faith restored. Not really, because I know too many things that they've lied about. But if you want to send me anything on that, that's fine too. And if you disagree with me, I'm okay with that. What were your feelings? I know we only have like a minute and a half to break, but what you know, if I brought up 9/11, what would be your comment right now?
To be real honest, mm-hmm. I'm tired of it.
Ah, I am. Yeah.
I'm tired of their narrative of it.
I am too.
And so I don't pay much attention.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. We'll take you real quick. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
it's, Steve.
Hi.
I just want to. 9/11 has always been my favorite subject, and anytime someone comes up and brings 9/11 up, mm-hmm. my antennas go real high, and I'm like, "Bring it on!"
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I found that most people have no knowledge about is Trade Building Number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mention it, they give me this glassy look on their face. I go, "You don't even know there was another building that went down," which shows me they don't research. What they do is the TV mm-hmm. tells them something, they mm-hmm. wag their tail, and they say, okay. And the radio tells them something, they mm-hmm. wag their tail, and they say, okay. And when you try to give them facts, they've already made up in their mind that the government's not going to lie to me.
Yeah.
And until we make these people wake up and become critical thinkers, I mm-hmm. think that's the whole basis upon everything in your show.
Yes.
Until they finally wake up and sit there and say, you know something? Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell mm-hmm. them about Building 7, sometimes I actually get a spark out of them, and they'll go, really? I'm like, yeah, it went in its own footprint. Nothing hit it. No plane,
yep.
some debris.
Yes.
You know, and then
yes.
I meant, you know, and then I just go on. I tell them about the guy that bought the buildings,
right.
you know, 9 months prior, and he was the lowest bid, and he sold
yep.
it to him, and
yep.
he made out all the money on it. And then I can go on all day with 9/11.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see my point.
Oh, I totally see your
yep.
point. I mean, I have to go to a break, but I love it. And this is the other thing they see too, is, or that they don't see that drives me nuts, is when all the media agrees on that story, then you really should question it. Because when they're all in accordance like that, and no one's asking a single good question, no one, then why aren't people asking more? I so love your phone call. Thank you. If you had more points to bring up, you're welcome to call back. There we go. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion. There you go. Don't be fooled by the radio. I love it. The TV or the magazines, they show you photographs of how your life should be. And they're just someone else's fantasies. I love the lyrics. So welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. You can also go to the Kate Daly Show, Twitter, and Facebook. How nice is that? And yes, my show is controversial, and that's okay. And we can handle it, can't we? Because we're adults. And, you know, I actually love a good controversial conversation. I've got Uncle Milty, who's also controversial. And by the way, it's XX, right? It's not the Y.
Yes.
So your theory. Man, I could really take some shots right now.
But it is difficult to remember.
On the female-male.
Until you remember that it's the male that determines the birth.
Thank you for that. Yes, we were talking about gender, the first ever penguin, genderless penguin. I'm sure, you know, did the penguin ask to be genderless? We don't know. Anyway, yes, that whole thing.
That is, apparently you have no X's or Y's.
You got nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. I just wanted to say two things. We could debate physics and towers and everything else, and people could have their debate, and it's the architects and the engineers versus the scientists. Isn't that kind of the debate, you know, with 9/11? And everybody, you know, Popular Mechanics, if you're reading that, that's a product of the deep state. I mean, when people get their information from there, I'm like, oh, boy, really? Popular Mechanics. Anyway, this is interesting, though. You could debate the physics, and people could talk you into somehow, some way, a building that's never been done before, but a building goes to powder over a plane hitting it with a fire. Okay, if you believe that. What's interesting to me is the one thing that got me really just wow was the fact that the people on the planes could not have made those phone calls in 2001. They could not have done it. And when you finally understand that and talk to anybody in the airline industry that flew back then with the little Nokia phone, not even a flip, little Nokia, mm-hmm. You know, hardly any towers up. I mean, that was still at the time. I don't know if you guys remember, but it was clear after 2002, 2003 that everybody really started getting cell phones. So in 2001, I mean, people were getting them, but it wasn't like it is now, and they did not have the infrastructure. They you could not sit on the phone on an airplane, and not only was it almost impossible to make a call, you couldn't stay on for 20 minutes.
Right.
Okay. And especially without it even dropping. So once you finally get that in place, now we have a huge problem, because now everything that we've been told about what happened in those airplanes, now it's questionable. So you could just sit over here and debate physics, but if you tell me that you could have done that in 2001, then you're not being honest. So what we should be doing is really looking at that, because that tells a tale, doesn't it? It means that the whole story's wrong. If we have phone calls that were made from planes that lasted that long, the whole story, something's wrong with the whole story to me. So I just wanted to say that the percentage of people that do not believe the narrative now, 20% or no, I'm sorry, 20% in the nation believe the narrative, 20%. That's it. 20%, 30% now a big, I don't know. It's actually 29% say, I don't know anymore. They're questioning it. That's huge. That's a huge percentage, because it was half in 2007. And now that is split. That half is split. Now you've got 20% that still believe it, 30% that don't, and 51% are like, no way. Absolutely.
41%. 50. Wouldn't it have to be 41?
It's 51 and
39
then 29.
And 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
41%.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. And don't believe it at all. So That is a...
Which is still huge.
You know what? Because with the I don't knows, with the I don't knows, because
well,
a lot of people go, I don't know, because they don't know how to go verify or anything. That's a huge percentage of our nation. That's big.
Yes. And most of the I don't knows mm-hmm. are really probably just afraid to say,
yeah,
I don't believe it
right,
anymore.
Right. And a lot of them can also be this, and I'm not trying to give them some caveat here, but a lot of them are also in this camp because I've met a lot of people like this. Yeah, but then, I mean, you'd have to know who did it, and I don't know who did it. So yeah. If I don't know who did it, I mean, I don't know who's to blame here. So there's that, too.
But if that was true, mm-hmm. then whodunits wouldn't be popular.
Mm, yeah.
You know, mysteries yeah, wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, it's just right, a mystery.
Right.
You don't have to know who committed to the murder yeah, to right. know there was a murder.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons I feel the way I do, and I talked about what I felt, you know, yesterday on the, and it's now on podcast, so you can get that. But I just wanted to tell you that, that yeah, I mean, it's hard putting that out there, just because the criticism of having a thought away from mainstream, the second people hear anything that isn't delivered by CNN or Fox News, they go, you're nuts. You're crazy. That's no way. And I get so sad about that. I get really sad about that because we used to be a society that said, well, you know, let's talk it over. What are you questioning? Instead of saying you're crazy, they go, what do you have questions about? The New York Times, by the way, yesterday, we forgot to mention this, is that they actually came out and blamed the airplanes, right? The airplanes did something.
Yep.
To the towers. That's who to blame. That was the strangest, weirdest article I've seen in a while on titles. You know, basically the airplanes did it. It was very, very, it was odd. I'm sure that guy probably got fired. I don't know. But I don't know how the, see, this is the thing. I don't know how, what the majority of everyone out there listening thinks. I really don't. On 9/11. So I'll take a couple calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Said I can call back.
Yes, I
did. I
got
a quick story.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
About a month ago, I was in the gym and I was talking to this gentleman in there, and he was telling me, you know, his job. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about their job.
Sure,
so
sure.
He was telling me he's in telecommunications and he's been doing it for a real long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just started talking, and he was telling me that somehow 9/11 popped into the conversation. And mm-hmm. he goes, let me tell you something about 9/11. He goes, I was in that building about 2 months prior,
mm-hmm.
and they were putting a bid in for all new phone systems throughout mm-hmm. the entire building, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I saw the schematics. And he goes, I have an engineering degree. And he goes, I was blown away how this building was constructed. He said, this building was a rock-solid buildings.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, that there's no way. And he flat-out told me, he goes, anybody believes that a plane flew in that building and took it down as a moron. And this is a guy that mm-hmm. saw, he goes, I saw the plans. I
wow.
saw every single floor. I saw how wow. it was constructed. He said that building would stand anything.
Wow.
So that's actually somebody telling me that
yeah.
without, you know, going on a research, you know, going to the mm-hmm. net and trying to find something that was deleted before they deleted.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Really, truly, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, that's, it's tough. It's tough. And you're tired. You're just tired of the narrative.
I am. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think by this time, I think people have
years.
Pretty well staked out their position.
Yeah.
And if they want to go further, it's really on them because
mm-hmm.
the information has been put out there
yeah.
by plenty of people now.
Right. Right.
And if you still want to mm-hmm. believe it, then you have to deal with that.
Yeah. You know, here's another part of this too. I have friends that won't go into this arena. They
mm-hmm.
won't even talk about things like this.
No.
And I used to wonder, you know, well, why aren't you? Don't you have questions? And of course they do. They have an opinion, but they won't publicly talk about it or won't come on a talk show and talk about it. And they don't go there. Those are those conspiracies. We don't go there. The reason I do go there, because people have asked me this and I've never really addressed this on the air. The reason I do go there and I talk about these things, even though I know I'm going to get emails like I did yesterday, even though I know that's going to happen, and people are going to put me in a certain camp because that's a really safe place to put me, right? This is the reason, is because if you can see what the government's doing, see, you can see what the government's doing, and knowing the truth about 9/11 doesn't really change my life day to day. It doesn't change my family, going to work, my life, okay? It doesn't have that impact. And I still have to work on principles. I still have to work on, you know, sticking to my principles and teaching principles and who we are as human beings and all of those great things. But here's the problem for me. If we don't shine a light on this and people don't figure this out, it's like watching the fake wrestling match. If we don't figure out what's going on, everything that they try to do to us, everything that they pass, red flag and NSA stuff, and Trump the other day was talking, they were talking about Ivanka pushing for mental health, people that are mentally ill, having tracking on their phones for the government to follow them around. This kind of stuff, okay? And Ivanka scares me, by the way. She scares me. I don't like her. She's very progressive. Anyway, I just don't like her having the president's ear at all. But if we don't, if it's, the problem is the same people that believe the 9/11, they believe that narrative, also believe that these guys are working for our safety too. So they don't fight against it. They don't fight against it. They don't do anything about it. They're like, oh, well, I guess we're safer.
It's for our own good.
I feel safe. Do you feel safe, Uncle Milty?
I always feel
safer than 5 years ago. Yeah. So we don't feel any safer. You know, we don't actually get any safer. We actually just get spied on more. But these people believe it, and we really need them. We need them because I know they're sharp people. We need them to say, wait a minute, you guys are not in our best interest. We're a public over here that are really good people, and we care about each other, and this is what America's really about, and you guys have hijacked it. And so if you're gonna do this with 9/11, if you're gonna do this with all these events and all these false flags, if you can actually conjure up the Northwoods Project, then oh my gosh, you passing this red flag and you passing this and you passing that, that is not in my best interest either, and I'm gonna fight harder against it. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just, we've got to see the grand illusion. If we don't see the grand illusion, then we don't see all the moving parts. And there's a lot of moving parts in this. And we keep electing the same cockroaches to Congress that keep passing this kind of stuff on us. And whether they're willing idiots or whether they know, and it's a little bit more, you know, awful than that, they're still passing it. So we have to get a majority of this public to act and stop believing everything that the media and the government say. Otherwise, we've lost the battle. If we can't get that amount of people, you know, aiding our fight to restore the Constitution. So that's why I do what I do.
Yep.
On the conspiracy, you know, what people call conspiracies. I even hate referring to it like that. But I'm, you know, that's the language speak right now. And so that's why I go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's,
I just want them to
difficult.
See the whole thing, the whole banana. Yeah, it is really, really hard. Or they think they're going to do the right thing, you know, when they get the right guy in, and they're not going to do the right thing by us anyway. So I will take a quick phone call. You've only got a minute. Go for it.
Thanks, Kate. Mm-hmm. So just to touch briefly on kind of these people who call or mm-hmm. give you hate mail, my husband doesn't want to go here either. He is a veteran. He was in Iraq. Mm-hmm. He was in Kosovo. And I bring it up, and I just get pummeled.
Wow.
And I think I figured it out, though.
Okay.
Because with him, you know, somebody who's in the military, they want to fix stuff. And he's definitely a person
yes.
who... tell me what's wrong. I want to fix it. And a lot of people are that way.
Yeah.
This I makes agree. Him feel powerless.
Mm,
because,
I so agree
you
with
know,
this.
Before it was, oh, it's just this, you know, group, this mm-hmm. terrorist, and we can go in there and we can defeat them and we can do X, Y, and Z. But when it's your own government,
yeah.
you know,
scary.
Betraying you and stabbing you in the back,
yeah.
that really does, you know, make him feel powerless. To me, I think knowledge is power. I think the more I know, like you're just saying,
yes.
then... moving forward, I can see all these signs
mm-hmm.
that will help me make a better decision.
Right.
And so that's very difficult, I think, for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
to have that feeling of powerlessness.
You know what? You nailed it.
And how you change that mindset.
You have nailed it. Nailed it. Thank you. And I'm not sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
She is so mm-hmm. right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fix stuff, and I get it. And it's tough because you can't. Well, you can in some ways, and that's why I do what I do, is that we can, if we can get enough people to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, that's hard to do, and it's hard to have solutions. It really is. It's tough, but I'm sure we can figure it out, right?
We should have started 75 years earlier.
Thanks. Thanks.
When you were just a kid.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. But my hope is that more talk show hosts will be bolder on the national level, that they will seek to have people understand rather than repeat narratives.
Yeah.
That's my hope. We could reach a lot of people if more talk show hosts even could, you know, people could write in and say, will you please start talking about the truth? Because I know you know you're not
dumb,
you know. Let's go. We'll be right back. We have a guest coming up talking a little bit about Obamacare for a moment, and he'll be great. So stay on. We're going to talk to him. Be right back.